Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage you to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores, download our app. Or sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And take Devil Radio and the Shaw with you 24/7, wherever you go. Favorite shows, where you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out around the state every day, questioning the integrity of our elections, questioning our democracy. I'll tell you what, Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest, clearest voices standing up for our elections, standing up for our democracy. I'm going to make a prediction. Remember, I predicted that in November of 2022, whether or not the Republicans gain control of the assembly or retain control of the gerrymandered assembly, Robin Voss will not be reelected speaker. I gave a lot of the reasons for it. I'm going to make another prediction. There will be another candidate for governor entering the race this spring. It will be Tommy Thompson. Let me tell you my thinking about it. If the Republican Party is sane, their donors and their leaders will go to Thompson and beg him to do it. Here is my thinking. You know, that was not a call from Tommy Thompson. Here is my thinking. Tommy Thompson was elected governor four times. That's hard to do. Scott Walker tried it a third time, and it didn't work. Very, very hard to do. When he was in, he had good relations with labor. He had good relations with Democrats. He was a conservative Republican. But basically, he ran an administration that everybody was fairly satisfied was fairly run. He then went on to George W. Bush's cabinet, served in the cabinet, went on to serve on various boards, and then he came back as interim president of the UW system and did a good job. More importantly, he stood up to the Republican legislature. He's an iconic guy in the Republican Party. They can't say that Tommy Thompson is not a Republican. And they were hitting the UW over things like masks and vaccines, and he said, drop dead. And they chickened out and didn't go to court on him. They would have gone to court on anybody else who had run the UW system. They will back down in front of him and not be slavishly subservient to Donald Trump in everything. The second thing is that Tommy Thompson was asked about a month or so ago, would you consider running for governor again? And he was a politician about it, but he just said, well, I'm not ruling anything out. I haven't made any decisions. He steps down as the head of the UW system in March, turns it over to Jay Rothman, the new guy. The filing deadline isn't till May, and signatures don't have to get in till June, early June. Thompson could have those signatures acquired in his sleep. The downside is the guy is 82 years old, but I'll tell you what, Biden will be 82 at the end of his term now. Bernie is around 80. Conrad Adenauer and Charles de Gaulle were very old in their 80s when they restored France and Germany in the late 50s, early 60s after the Second World War. The real reason is this. The Republicans don't have a competent candidate. I'm not talking about a candidate who I don't agree with, who's too conservative, or they think is too moderate. I'm talking about competence. I'm talking about a state with a budget well over $70 billion, well over $70 billion. You don't just drag Clayfish and Nicholson in front of the board of IBM, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Meta, and say, this is our candidate. They'll look at him and say, where'd you get them? Were they kind of wash up out of the sea? after a hurricane. I mean, what species are these people? They cannot run anything. You cannot put incompetent people running the state. We're not talking about the Senate or the Congress where they get up and they give speeches and pat themselves on the back. We're talking about running the state. Tommy Thompson can run the state. Now, if he is the nominee, I think he would easily win the primary, three-way primary against those two clowns. He wins the primary in the general election against Evers. Evers has at least vetoed things that needed vetoing. Would Tommy Thompson veto them or induce the crooked gerrymandered legislature not to, for instance, pass laws that says that they will pick the electors? I don't know. I will support Evers. However, I will breathe very easy and sleep very easy if Tommy Thompson is the Republican nominee and the off chance he wins, we don't have Clayfish and Nicholson. If the Republican Party has two brain cells left, which I doubt, quite frankly, they will go to Thompson and say, you got to get into this thing. You can't have these two hacks. Go to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Hey, Matt, I agree with you. I think a moderate Republican like Tommy Thompson would make a lot of sense. My concern is I think the Republican Party, they've just kind of lost their mind. There aren't a lot of those people around anymore. And, you know, yes, that would be a great alternative. People need to realize these guys are so off the rails. I mean, it's one crazy thing after another. I mean, even look at Trump over the weekend. He's basically threatening the person investigating him, the district attorney. And what did we have? We had two Republicans come out and say this isn't right. I mean, that's the equivalent of John Gotti, you know, saying in New York he's going to go after the person investigating him, like a mob boss. It's like the Republican Party is just so far gone. People need to realize this. And even the business community, they need to wake up to this, right? Whether it's Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce or the Chamber of Commerce, they need to understand that an unstable government run by people that are incompetent is not good for business. You know, we don't want the orange grifter in there ruling the country by fiat like, you know, his buddy Vladimir Putin is doing over there in Russia. I mean, look at their stock market. It's down 20%. And this guy's amassed hundreds of billions of dollars, him and his cronies. I mean, that's a threat to capitalism if people don't wake up. So any conservative, any independent, anyone that is in business, they better wake up to this because, you know, a fascist government is going to be terrible for business with just some guy running everything by fiat.
Right. You know, you absolutely nailed it. And here's my view and why I think it's possible for Thompson to be the nominee, which would be important in my view. Let's take Clayfish. She's supposedly the front runner, right? Okay, let me give you some words that she has used. She will get up in front of a crowd and say, have you brought your knives? She'll get up in a crowd and say, we have got to recruit more mercenaries because our army has to be bigger than theirs. She has said, I want to get rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission and turn this all over the legislature so that you only have one throat to choke. This sounds like Mistress Rebecca the Dominatrix. All these phallic symbols and threats of violence. This is very unusual. I don't think that people in the know in the Republican Party want this in their governor. They don't want it in their governor because Evers will beat her easily, in my view. Evers will beat her easily. I don't want somebody... You know, she shows up with the pom-poms, but her cheer is something like, rah-rah-ree, kick him in the knee, rah-rah-ras, kick him in the other knee. Look, we don't want her as governor. She can't get it. And this Nicholson guy is, where's he come from? Right out of left field, just because one of the E-lines gives him money? The clown was a veteran. The clown says Democratic veterans are unpatriotic because they're Democrats. I told him to drop dead, debate me. I'm a veteran. And he didn't do it. You can't have a clown. You're absolutely right. Capitalism depends on democracy, and democracy depends on capitalism. You cannot have capitalism with a fascist state. And I think the business community should know it. I think that Thompson has simply has to signal, I would be willing to do it and I'm interested in do it. And I still have the same hunger. Robert, excellent comments. Next, we go to CJ of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, the last caller just said that the Republicans are losing their mind. Well, I'd like to accuse the Democrats of that, too. As you watch what's going on the border, you see airplane flights in the middle of the night, pumping unvaccinated, untested, illegal, undocumented immigrants into our country, and the Democrat Party looks the way because that's a voter drive for your party. And
CJ, can I ask you one question? If Tommy Thompson ran for governor in the primary against Clayfish and Nicholson, would you vote for Thompson?
From what I know of Tommy, yes, I would. And but I would want them to campaign against each other and hear each of their opinions. And as far as the existing Republican Party, I want accountability wherever it lands. But I wish the Democrats did, because the Democrats are going to lose big in November when they turned away Tim Scott's crime reform bill purely for political reasons, when they held the infrastructure bill.
No, I get it. And CJ, we're going to a break, but I want to say you said something very valuable, and I want this to go out to the Republican Party. If somebody like CJ would vote for Thompson in the primary, and I think that's exactly right. I think that's exactly right, and he's exactly right in saying they should campaign against each other. Thompson would be the strongest candidate the Republicans could put up. The strongest candidate. It would also reassure a lot of people. Pay attention to what CJ said, and I'm saying this to the Republican Party. I know some of you are listening out there. If a guy like CJ will say that, that's important. Don't hang up, everybody else. We're going back to the lines. The lines are open, 844-967-2789.